back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and I want to tell you about something that you really ought to attend. If you have any interest at all in communicating about the outdoors, I'm not necessarily talking about writing for newspapers or magazines, but maybe it's always been on your bucket list to write a book. Maybe you like to record video with your cell phone and put it on Facebook or Instagram. Maybe you like to write a blog. If you do, the OWAA virtual conference is for you. It's taking place June 26th and 27th, and with us here on the line is the Executive Director for the Outdoor Writers Association of America, Chez Chezik. Chez, it's great to have you on the air.
Great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
So Chez, you're coming at us today from Cincinnati, Ohio. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about OWAA as an organization?
Yeah, it's a great organization, founded in 1927, so we've been around for going on 100 years now. And yeah, it's really just a community of outdoor communicators, be they writers, photographers, videographers, bloggers, anyone who's really passionate about the outdoors and sharing those stories about the outdoors.
You know, our normal conferences take place in cities, and they're sponsored by tourism bureaus. Quite often, they'll take place at a nice resort. For example, we were scheduled to meet at the Jay Peak Resort in Vermont later this month, but because of COVID-19, that's been canceled. Now, these conferences we've had in the past, pretty much exclusively just members showing up, but this virtual conference that we're having now because of COVID-19, this is a real opportunity for non-members to attend at really little cost and get a lot out of it.
Definitely, yeah. You know, part of our mission is really to kind of foment the next generation of outdoor communicators. And we thought this is a great opportunity for someone to get to know us a little bit, you know, see what our programming is all about, see what our content and our deliverables can, the things that we can bring to someone to help inspire them and hopefully with their development of their craft and their outdoor storytelling. So we're really excited to be able to open this up to outdoor storytellers around the world, really. It's virtual. Anybody could sign up and tune in.
So let's talk about the mechanics of how this is going to work. You sign up and register, and folks will tell you how to do that in just a couple of minutes. And on the appointed day, I presume you go to a certain website and you start watching this as a live stream. Is that correct?
We'll actually have an app just for the event. Once they register, they can download the app. That'll give them a lot of information, different ways to connect with other attendees and things like that. Maybe even some fun and games along the way via the app. They can sign up for different sessions there. And then when the session happens, then there'll be different links for whatever session that somebody wants to attend. So much like a regular conference, there might be a keynote that we all attend, and then breakout sessions that people can go check out depending on what their interest areas are.
Well, and I want to talk about some of the specific presentations. And again, this is with a mind towards folks that are not members, but could get a lot out of this. For example, if you're listening today and you've always wondered, you know, what it takes to write for a major magazine, we've got a Meet the Editors section with some really high profile editors that are going to be giving some advice about that, don't we?
Yeah, it's something that we do pretty regularly via our members-only magazine, but then also a conference like this where we're really trying to bring key editors in front of our members, and in this case, of course, non-members too, who can say, you know, we're really looking for this type of story right now. Not that kind, not that we just covered that, so we need some more of this, and really give them kind of nuts and bolts information on their pitches, their direct pitches, be it subject matter, how to pitch them, when to pitch them, and oftentimes their contact information to actually pitch them directly themselves.
There's another presentation, Different Routes to Book Publishing. And folks, I don't care what kind of book you're looking at writing. If you have a dream of writing a book and getting it published, and that was a dream I had, I did it. It's a steep learning curve. It's not like you just go ahead and decide to write the book, write the whole thing, and then try to get it published. It doesn't work that way at all. Who's giving this presentation, Chez?
And this is where you really see the benefit of an association like ours, where someone can really tap into what I call the collective knowledge base. So on this session, we've got a couple of our members who have published their own books, who have maybe gone some different, maybe sometimes unexpected routes, and now they're able to share that experience so that someone who's new to the situation or maybe has already published a book before, but they can learn from these other experienced authors, you know, just different avenues, different tips and techniques, maybe tricks to kind of get their next book published and hopefully sell a lot of copies.
Absolutely. Another presentation that I thought was just great that anybody could benefit from, taking video, editing it on your cell phone. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. Lots and lots of people like to take video, post it on social media. But let's be honest, a lot of that stuff out there isn't necessarily really fun to watch. The quality can be pretty bad. Attending this session can really up your level of expertise and up your game, huh?
Exactly. And again, this is a situation where we have a subject matter expert. We're able to bring them and put them in front of all the attendees and hopefully just share that information. So I know I'm really excited about that presentation. Also, the mirrorless camera introduction is another one I'm really interested in. I'm not a real photographer, but I love photography. And so I'm really interested in learning about the next generation of cameras that are out there.
Speaking of photography, something that we've done every conference, and I'm really glad it's going to happen at this one too, is the photo scavenger hunt. Let me tell you how this works, folks. My first conference was in Billings, Montana. And what happens is you register, and anybody, whether they're a professional photographer or not, can register for the photo scavenger hunt. And you're just giving broad categories. So in Billings, Montana, one category was beer. Another category was chrome. And you as a photographer decide what kind of picture you're going to take to highlight that, and then you go ahead and submit it to the judges. And you're allowed to submit one photo per category. So I followed around a photographer for the beer photo, which I believe he won second place. We literally walked into a bar in Billings, Montana, and there was a dog sitting at the bar with a beer in front of him. And that was an absolutely awesome photograph that won. For the category of chrome, right next to where our conference was, there was a classic car rally that was going on, or a car show. And somebody went up to a 57 Chevy and took a photograph of the sunset reflecting off the chrome hubcap to win first place in that. So this is something you can participate into. Don't know what the categories are going to be. This is a ton of fun. But best of all, Chez, is at the end of this, they show a lot of these photos and they give critiques on how the photographers can do even better. This is just great stuff.
Yeah, and again, you know, this is where someone can really tap into that collective knowledge base within the organization, really just learn and absorb and hopefully ultimately up their game, be it writing, photography, videography, whatever.
Chez, what else is going on at this conference folks ought to know about?
Well, we're going to be announcing our annual award, so that's something that's always really exciting to see who's bringing home top prizes in the various categories that we have. We've got an online auction, so there'll be all sorts of different outdoor gear and services and different things that people can bid on there. We're also going to have a fair number of sponsors who will be out there promoting their product and letting people know about some of the latest, greatest things out there. Currently, we've got the National Shooting Sports Foundation is one of our sponsors, and they do some great work. And also a new sponsor, I'm happy to announce, the Guyana Tourism Authority. Guyana is a country in Latin America that is fantastic for birding, and they're really looking to get out there and get in front of our members a little bit more.
And that highlights something else about this organization, folks. The wide variety of interests that are involved with this. Everything from bird watching to the shooting sports to fishing to climbing to hiking to camping. When it comes to the outdoors, everybody is welcome under this tent at the Outdoor Writers Association of America. And hopefully, after people attend this, even as non-members, they'll see the benefit and they'll join our organization. We're over 500 members strong. We are the premier outdoor writers and outdoor communicators association in North America. What's the website we send folks to, and what's the cost for non-members to attend?
The website is owaa.org, and then you can just go to the 2020 conference area, and all the information will be there. For what we like to call soon-to-be members to register, that's $115 until June 8th. That's our early bird pricing. So after June 8th, that price is going to go up a little bit.
All right, so you're going to want to hop on this if you want to get that $20 discount. Again, the website, owaa.org. That's owaa.org for the Outdoor Writers Association of America. Make plans now to attend the first virtual conference our organization is having June 26th and 27th, and you are going to learn a lot for not a lot of money. Make plans to attend this. Don't miss it at all. If you have any inclination to become a better outdoors communicator, no matter how you do it. Chez, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.